A word for you from Romans chapter 5 verse 17. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in the life through the one, Jesus Christ. If we believe in Jesus Christ, we have been justified. Now, what is justification? We often hear this big fancy word. Justification is the act by which God declares sinners to be just in His sight. This is not God giving us the ability to become righteous. This is God actually making us righteous. God's wrath has been satisfied because God punished our sins when He punished Jesus Christ on the cross. Not only did Jesus die for our sins, but His perfect obedience, His perfect life, is the basis for our righteousness. God is a holy and just lawgiver, but since this is true, it seems impossible for Him to pardon sinners. The work of Jesus Christ on the cross is the answer to this strange paradox, because it claims that the gospel is the means by which the righteous God of heaven can justify believing sinners. This justification becomes about by the righteous requirements of the law being met. The law of God requires full obedience to those who are under it, and it requires full endurance of punishment for those who break it. Jesus Christ met these two requirements of righteousness on behalf of mankind by living a perfect life under the law and by dying a death deserved by lawbreakers. He did this to bear the penal curse of the law in man's place and make atonement for our sins. The grace which God gives sinners is free. We read, we are freely justified by His grace. To sinners, the cost is one which they can never pay, but Christ has paid the righteous requirements for their redemption on their behalf. Justification comes freely by the grace of God. God's grace is His undeserved favor, His unmerited love. God shows sinners grace, and He is in no way obligated to show it. But He delivers men from sin and from evil, and He makes us righteous and makes us truly happy in our Maker.